As we're beginning the retreat, and it's not just the doing sitting meditation, but also walking meditation, and we'll say after we break, then we'll go into a period of walking meditation, the exact same. Say instructions can be applied to the walking meditation as well. I mean, we're taking a very ordinary activity, turning into a meditation by the fact of creating awareness around what we're doing. So that taking a path of about 20 to 25, 30 paces, and bringing up our attention to the physical act of walking. Again, relaxing the body so that there's a nice posture, everyone's upright, and then walking a bit slower than normal is generally the way to do it, just by slowing things down a bit. It's helpful to create awareness and to be attentive to the the sensation of your foot as you raise your right foot, moving your right foot, and bringing attention down into the movement of the feet, and then setting your right foot down, lifting your left foot, moving your left foot, setting your left foot down. This is, in this case, that sense of bringing attention into the extremity of the sensation of the feet is very helpful. One, because the sensation is strongest in walking. That's where your contact point is. So that bringing attention down into the feet is, you've got a clear sensation to attend to. Walking slowly, following that rhythm of the walking until you get to the end of the walking meditation path. Try to pick up a path that is fairly flat and even, so that you're not having to be dodging obstacles and tripping on things, it's distracting in that way. So just finding a nice level spot where your walking meditation is is quite easy to walk back and forth. And then you can just let the walking concentrate on the physical sensation of walking, rather than having to be worrying about whether you're going to trip on something or whether it's uneven and it's making your body sort of sway back and forth or whatever. So just to be attentive to that simple physical act of walking. And if the mind starts proliferating or you start wandering off, sometimes it's helpful just to stop in the middle of the walking path until clear the mind, settle the mind, come back to the physical sensation of walking, and then resume the walking again. Certainly at the end of the path, stop before you turn around, or after you've turned around, before you start walking back again, to physically stop and to check and see, okay, am I present? Am I here? Am I mindful? Am I doing the walking meditation? And then to if it's necessary, to reestablish attention, or when you're sure that the, say, the attention is established, then to resume the walking, and then to continue back and forth like that. The in the walking meditation, you're using the walking in the same way that you're using the breath. It's a physical sensation that you can sustain a continuity of awareness on, and from that vantage point, then you can start to recognize more clearly, well, what are the habits of mind? What are the moods that come in? What are the tendencies that the mind throws up? What does it feel like to be peaceful? What does it feel like to be attentive? What does it feel like to be aware? What is awareness anyway? What is mindfulness? How do I sustain it? And so creating that interest and investigation as to, you know, what is meditation? What am I doing in meditation?